Dishin' that,
fam. Happy New Year. We are super excited for 2025. We hope you all have an amazing year full of happiness, success, and amazing food.
And music.
And amazing music.
Yeah.
Hope you stream our amazing music. Lots of new music this year. Before we get started with the year, I think we need a good reminiscing type episode.
I agree. Yeah? Would you care to explain why we're dressed this way?
I'm dressed like someone, a hip-hop individual from the 2000s, which is basically what my music knowledge of, you know, of how I got into hip-hop, obviously, because of the 2000s. I was about 9, 10 years old when I started listening to hip-hop, 50 Cent, Eminem.
I was clearly listening to classical music.
But I was also listening to the same music. I had I'm a Gemini, two sides. I would go between hip-hop and...
Same. I was the flip as
rock,
well.
Rock, punk rock, emo.
Pop punk was pop my punk. Entire personality.
Yeah.
From, I think, like 2004 till 2009.
Yep.
That's all I did. I was like...
Throughout the 2000s.
Yeah, throughout the 2000s.
Until rock kind of died, like, in the 2010s and EDM took over.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you say that about me?
Because tonight...
will be the night that I will fall for you.
We've just been waiting to do this.
We've really been waiting to say that.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to start off the bat with some ins and outs starting a new year. What is in, Shah?
What's in? More gratitude is always welcomed in. And I always tell all my friends, please journal. You know, think of different gratitude prompts. I send them gratitude prompts online. My mom bought her a gratitude book for her birthday.
I'm so sorry. I keep going in between every take.
But
it's the costume.
Gratitude is always in. So
okay.
Yeah.
Tea is in. Tea is 2025.
Like gossip tea. Oh, tea.
Herbal.
What's your favorite tea?
My favorite tea is green with a bit of honey.
I like green with a bit of honey.
Otherwise,
and a lemon.
Jasmine. Because when I'm like in a relaxation mood, I want the sensory things to happen, so I need smell as well. Jasmine tea is lit.
I love that.
Coffee is out, guys. Coffee energy, that like hyper buzz.
The jitters. Yeah.
I'm into teas. We're talking about shanti, shanti, peace, peace, peace.
Yeah. Another in for me, waking up early. And paddle has made me fall in love with waking up early again. And especially in Mumbai, I mean, these days in the winter, when you get in a rickshaw in the morning, it is cold as hell. It is so cold. And I love it. And I just love the fact that when I have an early game of paddle at like 8 a.m., by the time I've come home, showered, gotten to work and stuff, by noon, I have conquered so much in the
day. Like, yeah, you're in. And you're
locked in for the day. And I'm like, I'm pure now. And I'm drinking kombucha. And I am...
I think what we're generally implying is recklessness is out. And a little bit more of like, you know, tempered, good vibe, slow energy. I am... My two big ins this year on top of this, sunscreen.
SPF.
SPF, 50. Bro. Yeah. We have forgotten sunscreen. Yeah, I say bring in sunscreen culture.
Do not neglect
save
the
thy
SPF.
Skin. The air is getting worse. Get your sunscreen on. And then therapy, which you've been on forever.
I've been on therapy.
But this is a call out to all them boys giving me trouble. Y'all need to go in therapy. Okay? This is not about me. I do be going to therapy. I'm saying y'all need to go to therapy.
I think I need to go back to therapy. it's been a
That
minute.
Was such a Tom Haverford Parks and Rec face from Aziz.
Yeah. It's been a minute. But I think... what therapy did teach me
was how to write an album.
That too. No. What therapy taught me was also to find a good support system.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for my support system and having strong individuals to bounce off certain things that are kind of troubling you, or at least that you need to have a conversation for you to make the next move and understand things better.
I think therapy is also, I'm pro-therapy this year because y'all need to stop treating your friends like therapists. It's good to have friendships that, you know, give you an ear and like people are willing to help you out for a little bit, but don't be trauma dumping on people just trying to be in their flow. It's not their job to save y'all. You gotta save y'all.
Or pay your friends the same amount you would also do to a therapist.
I'm going to start charging this year.
Lisa, next time we go to Kuraku and you trauma dump on me, you're paying the bill.
Or you trauma dump on me on a phone call and you say, I got tea.
You're paying. I'm gonna pay your phone bill.
You're gonna pay my phone bill, and I'm gonna pay your Kuraku bill.
Done.
Deal. Deal.
Done.
What is out is Instagram skinny culture. I'm over this. I think this is for the girls.
Oh.
I'm really, really like worried about this generation because they really are, you know, being exposed so much to like ED culture, skinny culture, not eating. Detoxifying, tummy bloating, whatever. All that is BS, guys.
Let's
eat good food. Eat your protein. Eat your greens. Don't be afraid of food. Food is good for you.
Yeah.
And it's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy.
Hmm. Bars. What's out for me? Sorry, Prachi. Tooth gems.
Ouch. Tooth gems.
Fully out. Grills can be brought back in. Shout out to Frostbite and all these other companies that do grills. But no tooth gems for me.
Mm.
It looks like you got some broccoli in your teeth.
Daggers.
Sorry.
Daggers have been
Sorry.
Thrown. What's out for me? Gigantic water bottles. They had their moment. They had their moment. I'm over it. It's Attack Prachi Day. I'm so sorry. I love you, girl, but I was you too.
Yeah.
I was you too. And then, you know, God did me a favor and made me leave my giant water bottle on set once. And I never thought twice about getting another.
I'm going to also attack Prachi one more time.
Oh, no.
Because she brought that her big ass water bottle to meet my mom. And my mom was like, you drink all that in a day? She's like, two of these.
Damn.
And my mom looks at me.
Shaw like, just hates hydration.
You parched ass motherfucker. My mom looks at me like, drink more water.
Why are you so crusty?
Yeah, why are you so crusty? Just parched.
Okay, I'm pro water, anti giant water bottles.
Yeah. Pro water. Don't use plastic.
Little.
Don't use plastic.
Don't use plastic.
Yeah.
Yes, use reusable.
Yeah.
That was not English. No use plastic. Yes, use reusable.
Bad grammar's out, guys. Mm-hmm.
Bad grammar's out. English language accuracy in.
Yeah. What do we have in front of us today? Oh my God.
All right. This is a nostalgia episode. This is to celebrate bringing in the new year.
Yes.
So we are eating what we grew up eating as a little throwback energy. And clearly there is a difference in palates.
So I will introduce my food. I grew up in Hong Kong. I was born in Hong Kong. And Cantonese food is a lot of steamed food, steamed dumplings and dim sum. And my favorite, which was not available today, from Royal China, which I grew up eating in London as well. But Cha Siu Cheng Fan, which is pork.
Which we've had many times.
I'm salivating again. Roast pork Cheng Fan. Anyways, this is from Chin Chin Chu. This is, a chicken cheng fan.
Okay.
And this is a har gao, which is a prawn dumpling. Yeah.
So, I did not grow up where refined palates exist. I grew up in America.
America!
King of processed junk.
MSG for life.
MSG for life. Actually, both places. MSG for life. So, I grew up eating what can only be described as glorified baby food, which is chicken nuggets. And just to add a little je ne sais quoi, we have sriracha on the side.
Sriracha.
And then
Flaming hot
Cheetos, flaming hot. And it's not real until your fingers are Cheeto fingered and you're licking them off one by one and you're like sniping some boogers. And you know, like when you're little and you do that, that's what you do. So I got hot Cheetos today with lethal, delicious nacho cheese dip, only from Tostitos because it's the only brand that hits. This is not going to be good for any of our health, so I will try to stick to like a bite of each.
I think we should dig in.
All right.
No time to
waste. I'm actually going to dig into yours.
Okay. And I'll. That sounds very
all right.
Sexual.
You're going to do it my way, though, which is going to take a hot Cheeto.
Okay.
And dip it in the Tostitos.
Okay. Putting Cheeto in my mouth, it feel like Chipotle. Huh?
Cheetos in your mouth, sponsored by Frito-Lay. There you go. It slaps with the cheese.
It's spicy in my mouth. All I wanna say is ole.
Oh. I really thought I was gonna have that first. It's not happening. For our audio listeners, the crunch you're hearing is hot Cheetos.
So, Lisa, why don't you tell us the inspiration behind this nostalgia episode?
Of course. A couple months ago, Shah sent me an image on WhatsApp of a festival lineup for something called When We Were Young.
Yes.
And it was all of the great early 2000s punk, pop punk, and rock bands headlining a tour. It's like kind of a dream tour for kids like who grew up in our generation.
Yeah, like millennials.
I'm Gen Z. What are you talking about?
You're not a Gen Z. I'm not. Anyways, we're going to blast it up on the screen for you, but I will read some of the headliners.
It's hard.
Okay, first of all, Vegas, October 2025. I think we got to do this.
We got to do this?
Addition to that, fam, make us become really big so you sponsor our trip.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to dust off my Vans for this. My checkerboard Vans.
Yeah, checkerboard Vans, yeah. Okay, When We Were Young, Saturday, October 18th. All in one day, guys. Headliners, Panic at the Disco, Blink 182, okay? Co-headliners, or the little baby headliners, Weezer.
I can't believe that Beverly they have a number two slot. Okay. Yeah.
Avril Lavigne, which
also
you guys...
Also, she should have been at the top.
Should have been at the top. Should have had a lady at the top.
Yeah.
And we love Avril Lavigne. We've said this. The Offspring. I know a few of the songs. I don't know. And then some of the other big names. Yellow Card.
Oh, my God.
Simple Plan.
Yellow Card had... There's a place off of Ocean
Avenue. Yeah. Where I used to sit and talk to you. Yeah, yeah. We were both 18
and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night.
Plain White Tees.
Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
Can I get the...
Yeah, of course.
Start eating while
We have All Time Low on this. Okay. Simple Plan.
Simple Plan we talked about.
Simple Plan is on here. Jack's Mannequin. The Main. These were all people I used to listen to. But really... They did nail Blink 182, Panic at the Disco, Avril Lavigne, Weezer. I would say are the big four.
100%.
Not to be missed.
I had such a big Blink 182 phase.
Wait, if you had to choose, if they were at the same time.
At the same time, Blink 182 all day.
Panic.
I love Blink 182 because obviously Travis Barker and why am I forgetting their names? Anyways,
Khloe Kardashian. Kourtney Kardashian.
All members of Blink 182.
All the members.
The drum tech behind.
That's Stormy.
The roadies.
Stormy is their drum tech.
No, but I remember all their music videos were so animated where they used to just like cause so much havoc.
Yeah.
Even Sum 41.
Oh my God, yeah.
They were just, and they also had one brown guy who was, I always thought he was Indian. He was Sri Lankan.
No, that's Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz is actually,
of course.
Yeah. But I mean, Fall Out Boy, we also love Fall Out Boy.
And the guy from No Doubt.
Yes, he was also, yeah.
Feeling hella good, so let's just keep on dancing.
You know what's crazy? My mom introduced me to No Doubt.
That's who's missing from this.
No Doubt?
Yeah.
My mom is missing from that.
Anju.
No Doubt. No Doubt. No Doubt is missing.
No Doubt.
But I remember my mom showing me that song, Look at Me. Don't speak. Notice what you say.
That is a gorgeous song.
What a song.
Also, like, shout out to No Doubt as songwriters and Gwen Stefani as a vocalist and songwriter. I think they were actually, you know what? I would put them out of this crowd because they were a little before.
Yeah.
And I feel like their music was just better.
Weren't they also grunge, technically?
They were proper punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just know that. So much of my musical upbringing had to do with guys like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. But the 2000s, especially with melodies, strong hooks, aggression, just like getting out those feelings, especially with like love songs, like nothing beats this era of music. And
honestly, it goes to both genres because one of our favorite Avril Lavigne songs is I'm With You.
Yeah.
Take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. Woo. Don't know who you are, but I'm... It's a beautiful melody.
Even...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's crazy? Even the video productions on these songs.
I know, man.
Like back in the day where they used to spend like hundreds and thousands of dollars on these record contracts with crazy videos, like $1 million videos and stuff. And I remember like Evanescence and all these.
When Evanescence MTV is missing from this list.
No, but that is more
can
metal.
You see into my eyes?
There was so much. The Rasmus. There were so
oh
many.
Oh, my God.
See, the thing is, that is more into the metal side. Mm. Technically, still like pop rock.
I would put Linkin Park, Evanescence in one lineup. That would
Linkin
be great.
Linkin Park is still like new metal. But yeah, I mean, I get it.
I think they're contemporaries,
more,
for sure.
Yeah, it's more contemporaries and a little darker. But I grew up also listening to System of a Down, Metallica, Puddle of Mud. Like so many random more metal.
That's
bands.
A bad name.
That's a bad name. Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
So many. So I really appreciate that time of my musical upbringing.
I have a critical question to ask you.
Ask away.
When we were that young, when
tonight,
we are young. Set the world on fire. Sorry. I hate that I automatically make that face when I sing those songs. But I was going to say, I have a critical question for you. Did you understand half these lyrics?
No.
No, right? What was My Chemical Romance saying? I was too young to follow any of the lyrics.
The Black Parade and all those. Yeah,
there were so many metaphors and stuff. I didn't know that I was, Groom's Bride is a whore. I was like, whoa, wait, what? Yeah. And I didn't realize this whole theme was that the bride is cheating on the husband on the day of the wedding.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what a fun song. What a beautiful wedding. Yeah. Definitely didn't know any of those words. And like, I always thought, like, even as a kid,
yeah.
There's a stupid side mang on my face.
That's,
Mom, it's not just a phase. So Panic at the Disco is one, but the other one, I feel like I didn't know a lot of these lyrics. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I'm dropping my phone again.
Another one that I didn't really understand the lyrics for, but I knew there was something sexy about it, was the greatest song of this era for me, Mr. Brightside.
Mm.
Yeah, because I was just like, there's lyrics in here that are a little zesty, you know?
I know a lot of these songs from TV shows. I did not like that song so much. Controversial opinion.
What?
Jealousy. I don't know.
Turning things into the sea.
I just thought it was a overrated. Overrated song. Overrated
but
song.
It's just the price I paid. You don't like how people pretend.
Whenever they play it at a party, I just wait for, because I'm Mr. Brightside. That's it. That's all I remember.
It was a lot. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
This was also in the OC. They played it. What I love about a lot of these TV shows from the 2000s, like the OC, One Tree Hill, Smallville, they would have these bands feature on the show, like as cameos. Like they would be playing at a club and they would go as a group of friends or whatever. And it's that, like, it embeds this type of music in like pop culture. Like that was pop culture to me. Living in London and Moscow, where I just knew like the I knew of American high school culture.
Yeah.
Of gossiping around the lockers and that type of shit and shitty lunch food and all that stuff and bullies and all that shit, right? And shit you see it, which you live through.
I was never bullied.
You were the bully.
No, I was bullied.
You were the bully. You still are the bully. Anyways. But yeah, I used to watch all these shows and I used to be exposed to all these amazing artists and bands. And still till today, I have these like moods where I just go into like all these, like I binge on Good Charlotte, on Blink-182, Sum 41, and it's a blast.
Nicole Richie married one of the Benji, right, from Good Charlotte?
Oh, I didn't know
that. She's married to the Good Charlotte guy, I think, still.
And random.
Was it him?
Was it?
I think so. I'm almost 100% on Joel Madden, Benji's his brother. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, weird facts. I know celebrity gossip. That's about it.
But even, like I said, like these crossovers in TV, like Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy had like a two-episode arc in One Tree Hill with one of the main characters, Peyton. And they dated randomly in the show. And he was super emo.
By the way, Pete Wentz might be the first and last bassist in history to be more important than the lead singer. Because he was the hot one.
Yeah, the
every
lead singer
girl
was really awkward.
He was awkward looking. Yeah, he was like, I don't know. He just didn't have the swag.
Pete Wentz
was like, you know, raw XD.
And even in that one music video, Dance Dance, he does the whole...
He was the cool one.
Yeah.
He was one hottie. Brendan Urie, lead of Panic at the Disco, hottie, certified hottie. Joel Madden, hottie from Good Charlotte. Shout out to the All-American Rejects lead, supreme hottie. That guy was so hot. That was what we were in it for.
Avril Lavigne, Evanescence. Who's the chick from? Can we pretend that airplanes?
Paramore.
She was
Haley. One of the greatest artists still to this day.
Yeah.
What a fucking artist! Haley Williams is goated forever.
I can't remember who
she outlasted everybody because she's just that good.
You know what though? I'll still take it back to Britney Spears. I don't know why.
Wrong genre.
Wrong genre for Britney Spears. I don't know why.
I'm not dressed for
Anyways. We also did see one more flyer. Which is going to be on your theme. Yeah, which also did the rounds. This is why I'm dressed up.
It was
up,
called
like,
Lovers and Friends.
Also, someone off camera tried to snatch this off me. Even my housekeeper tried to snatch this tag off me. But this is something that within hip hop culture, keeping things fresh, that keeping the tag on was something that, like, I remember in school we used to do. But there's a really funny Key & Peele skit of them, like, every day they come with a new hat and someone has like a new tag on it.
Okay.
And it ends with like one of them having a box on his cap of like a Chinese woman making a cap. You know, like, so it's
super meta.
It's super fresh, yeah. So we also saw another lineup called Lovers and Friends.
Which is what you're dressed for.
Which is, I'm dressed for the 2000s hip hop, R&B, the era of baggy.
Baggy everything.
Triple XL t-shirts.
Pants falling off your waist.
Yeah, and like, Rockaware.
Oh my, FUBU.
Sean John, FUBU.
That was a time.
Tons of them. Fat Farm.
K-Swiss,
Fat Farm.
Yeah. Adidas Shell Tops.
Ton of them. Bathing Ape, everything, yeah. So, Lovers and Friends, Las Vegas. This happened already, unfortunately, May 4th, 2024. This all happened in one day.
Can you believe this?
Headliners. Three female headliners, which is beautiful. Janet Jackson, legend. Alicia Keys, legend. Mary J. Blige, legend.
Gwen Stefani.
Woo!
She's on here.
She's on
That's
here.
That's cool.
And then just see who's directly below that. Nelly Furtado.
In the day, in the night.
You know, my mom actually was obsessed with Nelly Furtado. Like, I think.
Bro, it keeps going. I'm sorry, I'm distracted now.
Keep going.
There's Ashanti. Keisha Cole, Brandy, Monica, Eve, Kelly Rowland.
Sorry, guys.
This just doesn't end. Even down to the very last line, they have Jaquan, Ayaz. Like, these are not small artists.
T-Pain, Nas.
Bro.
Ludacris.
Maya, Khalees, JoJo.
Lil Wayne performing the Carter 3.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Specifically, Usher specifically performing Confessions. Let it burn. Sorry, I had to do that.
Anyways, my question to you.
Wow.
There are so many smaller names, as you guys can see on the screen.
Yeah, but none of them are small.
Yeah. But there are a few one-hit wonders on there.
Oh. Why did you look at me when you said that?
I see...
Why did you look at me when you said one hit wonder, Shaw?
I don't know.
Is it because of the fact that I was one? I swear, I will have a follow up to 35 one day. You just watch, okay? Just give me some time.
I believe in you. I see one hit wonder.
Okay, who?
And I mean, probably I could be wrong, and they have a really strong fan base, and I don't know. But Jay Holiday, do you know what's his only big song?
I don't know.
I'ma put you to bed. You don't know that song?
No.
I'ma put you to bed.
You might be onto something.
Oh my God, what a song.
Let me see if I know a one-hit wonder on here. They're honestly too good. Everyone on this lineup is too big. You might have found the only
Jaquan, one. Jaquan, tipsy. Everybody in the club
getting tipsy.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
What is, I said what
By
is,
the way,
Amarie, didn't she Jaquan have like that one? Eating
crazy royalties off Shaboozy right now.
Because of?
Bar song?
The oh
bar,
yeah, tipsy.
Yeah, that's, that everybody in the club getting tipsy.
You think right? He's getting royalties for
Must be, 100%.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
No, 100%.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
100%.
I don't know. I'll check that.
No, no, definitely.
We'll see
definitely.
In the credits if that's happening.
Yeah.
But Paula DeAnda. Okay.
I didn't even know Paula DeAnda.
I'll tell you what song it was. And okay. The only reason I know this, genuinely, I would not have, genuinely,
yeah.
I would not have remembered, but yeah. I did a cover to this. It was my first ever cover on YouTube.
No way.
Which is now archived.
Oh,
because
why?
It was a one-hit wonder. It was called Walk Away. Mm. Walk away, I'm gonna remember you, you're gonna remember me. Do you remember that song? Saw no. you with your new girl just yesterday, and I feel like I must confess, even though it kills me to have to say, I'll admit that I was impressed. Physically just sort of perfection. You don't remember this?
No, but...
Y'all thought like, I don't know my R&B. It
sounds like something from the
2000s. Got a command on your selection.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's called Walk Away.
Dude, Craig David is on this lineup.
This is a crazy lineup. JoJo is on this lineup.
Dude, in small writing, Method Man, Red Man.
And imagine Ross, Method Man is in small writing.
Jeezy, Fat Joe, T.I., E-40.
T.I. is on small writing.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. Give it to Timbaland, 5 million and 14 not to shorty.
Kelly Rowland.
That's wild.
What the hell? You know, I when I look
this
at
is a crazy lineup.
When I look at a lineup like this, and when we were young, will India ever see lineups like this? I mean, like, I love that Book My Show and all these huge companies are bringing Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, like
Maroon 5. Yeah.
I hear Travis Scott might be coming. There's so many huge artists coming, but at the same time, seeing...
Can we get... First of all, I think it's more important than, you know... I don't think it's on them as organizers.
Yeah.
I think it's on...
Can we buy tickets for it? Are we ready to spend that much?
I think it's on us as artists.
Yeah.
Do we think we're capable coming together...
No.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
I actually think you'll have a bigger problem getting everybody to agree to show up on a stage together for one day and not fight for the top spot. I think that's going to be harder. Like, I think Book My Show can sell the tickets. Zomato can sell the tickets. I think it's harder to get everybody to agree who goes at the top, who goes lowest. Can you imagine if we told an artist that they were on the last line in small print? I don't think it'll happen.
You know what I want? I want one massive, huge festival, hip-hop, R&B, pop, whatever it is, throwback. But no homegrown artists opening. I just want international artists just to be like, we're here for that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we support each other. I hope we do enough. I know we do. But, you know, I'd love to just be there for, you know, because...
Okay, design your dream concert, all genres, all over the world applicable. Go for it.
Genres. One hip-hop stage.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye co-headlining with Drake. Okay.
A controversy.
Opening sets by guys like Joey Badass.
Okay.
And just young, talented guys that like are killing it. Like even a Action Bronson. Just like guys who are underappreciated but they have bars and they're entertaining. A rock stage.
Okay.
System of a Down headlining. And a bunch of these, you know, not smaller acts, but like proper... good-sized acts, a pop stage.
Okay.
Where I would definitely...
Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney Spears.
I'd bring Britney Spears.
And I hope she's well wherever she is. Has a full head of hair.
We love you, girl. You keep twirling.
Yeah. And just like, dude, a co-headliner, Britney and Christina.
Okay.
And then, also Justin. That would be crazy.
Yo, put that man in the middle and Justin. Eminem. Give each of them an X.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your dream tour.
Honestly, I think Eminem in India
would kill.
Would be insane.
He has such a huge audience here.
Eminem in India would be so fucking good.
I'm going to give you one each for genres in the countries.
Go for it.
Okay. So if we have a Rahman,
yeah.
I feel like that level of like the way he arranges what it makes you feel is a Coldplay. That's my match. Mm. So Rahman, Coldplay.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Love it.
If it's hip hop, I would put Divine and Kanye. I think that's a great little
I'd put Divine mix. Nas. Divine Nas.
Oh, yeah, of course. Divine Sorry. Nas. Divine Nas.
Divine Nas.
Okay, okay. Incredible. Divine Nas. Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Why am I changing my lineup,
bro? I'd put Rufthar. No.
I'd Eminem Rufthar for me.
Or maybe Krishna Eminem.
Okay.
Krishna Eminem.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah. I mean, I think that makes sense. That the makes three sense. Of them make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would do ballads, Ed Sheeran, Arijit Singh, which has happened before.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I would do Diljit Dosanjh and Dua Lipa. Full pop, in-your-face energy set. Then I would do Alka Yagnik, Britney Spears. That is my dream lineup.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's kind of...
It's okay. Lit, bro.
I would say Karan Aujla, Drake.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. Right? Karan Aujla, Drake. Lodi
of it. You know, I know, she knows. I have another question for you, Shal.
Yeah.
Since you're a lover boy and everybody knows mm-hmm. this, and the topic... is nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about a childhood crush of yours.
Like an actual person?
Yeah, tell me about an actual person of yours. Of yours. Of, okay. From your past. And describe why. And the feelings. And okay. The ooey gooey. Okay, we're going to have a chicken nugget.
I'm gonna put this out there, guys. So I went to... also where I discovered Blink-182. I used to go to summer camp. And this was actually in... one of our friends lives in Switzerland called Lausanne, not Lausanne. Mm-hmm. Close, not far from Geneva. And basically, I remember at nighttime, some of the counselors used to play guitar and they used to play All the Small Things. And that's where I fell in love with the guitar and also just like that type of music. But I remember there was this girl that was like from the US and she was blonde and very cute. And also I was like 12, 11 years old. She was also the same age or probably younger. Yeah, probably younger, maybe like 10, 11. And I didn't know at the time. Her name was Bailey. Okay, I think she's married now. I think I saw on Facebook. Also, one of my passwords was her for the longest time. A lot of my passwords were girls' names.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie. A lot of my passwords were girls' names. Okay, this fly just loves us. Mm-hmm. The food, at least. But her last name was Depp.
Oh, like Lily Rose.
No, like...
Johnny.
Johnny. And that's
Lily Rose.
I came to find out that she was related to...
Mr. Johnny.
Mr. Johnny Depp. And I remember at the end of this camp, we had this dance, and I had asked her out to it. And my friend, Sandeep, who also lives in Goa now, who I know, like we're still friends for 20 years, he asked her friend out. So it was like a double date. But like something happened that night. She ignored me, and like my heart was broken. But then she gave me a kiss on the cheek the next day when we were all leaving.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, months down the
you
line.
You got cheek zoned.
Months down the line, I was learning guitar when I was back in Moscow. I was learning guitar. And the first song I ever wrote was for this girl. And it was because I used to email her, because I just had her email and I didn't have Facebook at the time. It was MySpace before. Mm-hmm. I used to email her.
Was she in your top eight?
She was not in my top eight because she, I don't think
that's
she
too had, aggressive.
Yeah, it was too aggressive.
Understood.
My sister was in my top eight.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Anyways, so
he's a lover.
I would email her and she would not reply. And maybe I got the wrong email. I don't know what it was, but Hotmail.
Shall I hold my hand when I say this?
Hotmail.
You did not have the wrong email.
Anyways, the song. And I have what's so crazy, I have a video of this, of me singing the song. I sent it on our group chat. The song was called Lost in Cyberspace.
Whoa! Can you sing us a little bit? Okay, here we go. Everybody.
I don't know if I can hit those notes.
Ooh, let's go.
And, I wrote you a letter. She won't reply. I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't matter. She won't reply. I don't know why. Bailey. I wanna see your face. Bailey. Lost in cyberspace.
I know why she didn't reply. Because you're trying to see her face. I want to spray you with mace.
Okay, that was the first song I wrote when I was 11 years old, sue me. I have...
That is a lot.
Yeah. Okay, I hope she never sees this podcast.
Really, I truly hope... Ooh, this fly.
This fly just loves us, yeah.
He loves pop punk.
Yeah.
Bailey, if you're watching this, give him a reply, girl.
She's married now, and I think she has kids.
It's okay. She can give you a friendly, like, hi, Shah. Loved this song. Thanks. Hope we cross paths one day in Switzerland.
In another lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about my crush. So one thing you should know about me, you already know about me.
Yeah.
I have a new
crush. What you know about me? What you know about me?
What you know about me?
I said my lip gloss is cool.
My lip gloss is popping. Okay, wow. Shout out Willow.
Yeah, not Willow.
Oh, that's why I whip my hair.
That's Little Mama. Little Mama, yeah, Little Mama. Yeah.
All right. So one thing that Shah knows about
Tosatito,
and I can just assume most of the internet at this point, is I have a different crush every day. Every single day. I love crushes because they give you hope. They're a little fun, you know, like you get to, doodle somebody's. Yeah, of course. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
You get to doodle somebody's name in your journal. It's cute. Like Lisa plus John Hart.
Kissing in a tree.
So the thing is, I don't remember my first crush. Because I probably had three at the same time. I did have two at the same time. Okay. I will tell you a pattern about myself. Nostalgia really just hit me right now. Yeah. I always used to befriend the boy I liked. And okay, before the internet jumps down my throat, that is not the case with Shah and me. He's safe. I know y'all, every episode we have to make this clear because you guys are popping off in the comments, shipping us. I get that. It's cute. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I tend to make the boy I have a crush on my best friend. Again, not Shah. He's getting real smug out here. He's like, go on. So the two best friends I had when I was 6 years old, one's named David. He's Hungarian.
Oh.
Yeah. And then another one was named Salah, who was Egyptian. And
you guys know Mohamed Salah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't think I already had my eyes on Mo. But Salah and David were both my male best friends, and I had a crush on both of them. And my crush on Salah continued until I was like 19. No,
two-timer.
Like
she's 17. A two-timer. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. But I love every boy. Hee-hee. I have a crush on every boy. And those are my first.
Keep your cooties away.
Yeah, I had a lot of cooties. But I bloomed really late, to be fair. That's because I was too busy being their best friend who was like, do you want my homework? And then they were like, yeah, sure, we're gonna date the hot chick though. And I was like, okay, as long as I'm still your friend. Like
you, that. You can copy my homework
if you want. You have all my money. I was like bullying myself.
I'm dead.
Do you want my clothes too? Please take my clothes.
I'm dead. Please take off my clothes.
Oh God.
Oh my God, you're weird.
But I was thirsty. Thirsty for life. Yeah. T4L. But a crush I remember distinctly, and I told him this. I remember when we were 20, I told him this, and he died laughing because we actually became really, really, really close friends, and we used to make music together as well, and he was a super hot skateboarder who looked like Aladdin, and he didn't have a date to senior prom, so he took me his senior year, I think just because he didn't have a date. And I really read into that. And what's happening on Shah's face right now is he's realizing as an adult, I exhibit the same patterns.
I have a paddle game at 7.
He's like, yeah. Shah's going, wow, the last guy you dated, the same story, Lisa. You haven't changed. A boy tells you no. And you go, but if I wait long enough, they'll love me, right? No. It's never... No, it's not going to happen, Lisa. Not for Mehdi Boukhalfa, the hottie who looked like Aladdin. Not for my last three people I dated. If they don't like you, they don't like you. So, yeah. Mehdi, crazy story. I used to live at one train station.
Yeah.
And I would transfer to another train to go home. Mm-hmm. When I had a crush on Mehdi, I would take... Yeah, the poster is disappointed in
me. I think there's a ghost in the room, and he's telling us... to not summon any of Lisa's exes.
Ghosts of boyfriends past. All right, wait, we have to finish the story. Let that creepy thing hang over there. So Mehdi Boukhalfa used to live on a different train station. I would take the first train one stop after his stop, ride it back, transfer to my actual train and go home. So I added...
Stop the topic.
I added 45
Someone get
minutes.
Some sage. Someone get some sage.
Sage me.
We can sage it with a toast of cheese.
Sorry. I used to add 45 minutes to my commute so I could spend some extra time with this boy. And I told him when we were 20. And he just went, you weren't ugly. You didn't have to do all that. And I was like, have I missed my chance? He's like, yeah, 6 years ago. And I was like, cool. Cool, cool, cool. I'm going to jump off the train now. Yeah, so that's my past. I asked you that question knowing the information that I had to share. Because please, internet, go for it. Make fun of me. I will never learn. I still be doing this. My manager's in the background violently shaking her head saying, why do you still do this?
Dishing That Fam, thank you so much for tuning in for our first official episode of the year, full of nostalgia.
Can I please take this hat off?
Your...
Oof. Girl, those side bangs was throwing me off.
This chain weighs a lot. Weighs a lot. Neck is
okay.
Really,
woo. Yeah. All right. I liked the little hint of nostalgia, but I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
In present time.
Yes. I can't wait to take this chain off. thank you so much for watching this episode. Please subscribe, like, share, comment. Keep looking forward to the year, but also remember the good times and learn from the bad times. Ladies and gentlemen, this was...
Dish and that.